Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sefei. We left off in the middle of the Ramah on the second line on page Chav Dalet, which is the page following 46. We had just said in the Ramah on the bottom of page 46, in the second to last line, all the things that you are usher to do in this area of Chazara that we're discussing, usher lomar le'eno Yehudi lasos. You're also not allowed to tell a guy to do it. L'chein usher lomar le'eno Yehudi l'hochem ha'kedei rem nitzanin. Therefore, one is not allowed to tell a guy to heat up a pot that has cooled off. We'll pick up now in the second line on page Chav Dalet. L'chein l'hagim, therefore the minhag is, sh'ha'enam Yehudim motzien ha'kederos min ha'tanurim sh'matminim bahem, that the goyim take the pots from the ovens in which they were insulated and they have been heated up there and now they have cooled off from their heat. So the goyim take these pots that were insulated inside the oven, umoshivin osan etzel tanur beis achoref, and they place the pots of the food next to the ovens that warm up the house, o alav, or on top of the tanur beis achoref. Umavres hashivcha achakach hatanur ahu. So after the goyim take the pots out of the oven and they place it next to or on top of the tanur beis achoref, we have a shivcha, another goy that goes ahead and lights up the tanur. And through that heating up of the oven, which is there really to heat the house, derech agav, it also heats up the dish that the Yisrael wants to eat. But to have a Yisrael take it out of the oven and put it on the tanur beis achoref, that would not be allowed. So it has to be the goy takes the pot of food out of the oven where it has cooled off and that's where it was initially insulated. He puts it on top or next to the tanur beis achoref, and then the shivcha, another goy, comes along and lights up the tanur beis achoref, as we'll see, to heat up the house. And derech agav, it also heats up the food. Aval ima kederos adayin chamin. But if the pots are still hot, so mutter lahamidon eitzel tanur beis achoref, then the Yisrael is allowed to place them next to the tanur beis achoref. Me'achar shenizbayar de tanurim shalanu yesh lam din kira. After we have already discussed that our ovens are considered like the same din as a kira. Usmicha b'kira she'ena grufa v'katuma. Putting a pot next to a kira, even though it was not gor of a katum, kedin grufa v'katuma le'inyan esin aleha, is just like the din of a kira that was gor of a katum, to place the pot on top. So the same way you could do chazara on top of a kira that was gor of a katum, you could also do chazara over here, if the food was still warm, next to the kira, or next to our ovens, which has the same din as a kira, even though it's not gor of a katum. Ukfarnis bar shenogu lahakel b'chazara b'shabes afilu enicha agabe karka. We already discussed earlier that the minhag is to be lenient to do chazara on Shabbos, even if you place the pot on the ground. So the same way we said that din, doing chazara and putting it on top of the kira, so too you could do smicha to a kira that's not gor of a katum, even though it had been placed on the ground. That's the Mishabur will explain it. Since the pot, the dish, is still hot and it is fully cooked. V'chein ha-minog posha lahatir, and that is the minog to be matir. V'ayin lekamon simin shin yud ches. So let's go back and see the Mishabura and get some more clarity exactly what's going on over here. So we're picking up in the Mishabura, we're in Sivkotan Tzadi Test on page Chav Dalet. So we said you're not allowed to instruct a guy to do what you can't do. We said Lochein Nohogim. So Zok the Mishabura Adle Elkoi. This is going back on the part before that you can't tell the guy to do the things that you can't do. Upeirusho, and the pshat over here is Dikevan Sha'asr Lomar Le'eno Yehudi Lahachim. Since a Yisrael is not allowed to tell a goy to warm up his food for him, like we just saw before a few lines earlier in the Ramah, L'kach Nohagim Sha'eno Yehudi Nosei Natavshil. Therefore, the minhag is that the goy will place the dish Sheniskarer Legamri, that has cooled off totally, Ala Tanur Kodem Shehusuk. He'll place it on the Tanur Beis Achoref before it's fired up. So he's taking a cold pot of food and he's placing it on top of this oven that is not yet fired up. Sha'oz leka shum iser. Then there's no iser in telling the guy to do this. Kevan she'ein shum esh betanur. There's no fire in the oven. He's just putting food over there and nothing is happening. It's mutter. Umashe masik achakach satanur. And that which the Shivcha, another guy, is going ahead afterwards and firing up the oven, Iker Kavanoso Eino Elo Lechamim Beis Achorev Deshari. All the Kavan of the Shivcha is to fire up the Tanur Beis Achorev to heat up the house, and that's mutter for the Yisrael to tell the guy, Da Kol Cholim Heim Eitzel Tzina. Everyone is considered a cholim when it's too cold. Ukumosha kasu basov simen reshayin vav, like we'll see later in reshayin vav. So you're allowed to tell the guy to fire up the oven to heat up the house. Velo lechamim asatavshul. And the ikar kavanah is to heat up the house, it's not to heat up the dish. The after have a psik resha lagabe atavshul shenis chamim emela. And even though it's for sure going to happen, it's a psik resha that when you fire up the oven to warm up the house, you're also warming up this dish. Mikomokom ba amira le'eno yehudi. Still, when it comes to amira la'akum, da have a shvus delays bo maisa, which is only an issur d'rabbanan that involves no action, it's only a dibur that you are doing to the goy. Lo machmirin and kulihai, we're not so machmir. Vishari after psik resha, and therefore psik resha is mutter. Let's summarize till here and then say a very practical application that is brought down over here in note number 122. And that is that we're saying you're allowed to have the guy take the dish that was fully cooked and is cold, take it out of the oven and place it on top of a tanur beis achorev which is not fired up yet. Then have the shivcha come up and fire up the tanur beis achorev which is mutter to tell the guy to do, to heat up the house because everyone's considered a chole, lagabi the cold. Derech agav, the food is being warmed up, and even though it's a psik reisha l'maisa, all you are doing is telling the goy to do something. It's amira l'akum, which is an issur d'rabbanan with no maisa that you are doing, so therefore we're lenient by psik reisha. In note number 122 in the third paragraph, he says, based on this from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that if there's a refrigerator that you forgot to take out the light bulb or turn off the light before Shabbos, and it's going to go on when you open the fridge. So Rav Moshe says you're allowed to tell a guy to open the fridge, even though it's a psik resha, the light's going to go on. So because we're saying over here, psik resha by amira la'akum is mutter. So Rav Moshe says that'll be mutter. You forgot the light on the fridge. You could tell a guy to open the fridge, even though you know the light is going to go on. And so too writes Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He then brings the Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv say, no, that's considered like telling him to do the malach itself, because that right away opens it up. That's not even considered a psik resha, and they're machmir. But Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky are makel. Back to the Mishabura, we're about halfway down, Sekod and Sadites, by the 122. V'day, you should know, the kol zeh be'evelech shebetanur beis achorev shalonu. This whole discussion we had till now is by an evelech in the tanur beis achorev that we have. Now what exactly is an evelech? So if you look at the Targum 2 on the bottom, it says beis achorev is tanur gadol ma'od. It's a very large oven, ha'bonui ba'binyan. That's built in the building of Muyua Lechim Abayas, and it's there to heat up the house. V'yesh lo toch lo ish v'lo itzim. It has an inside for the fire and the wood. V'toch lo malum ha'ish b'soch hakir. And then it has an inside above the fire, inside the wall. V'hu ha'nikra evlech. That's considered evlech. So this is all true, the Mishavura says, by that evlech, that little compartment that you have on the upper part of the Tanur Beis Achorev that we have, She'ein derech levashel b'chol milamala agadei atanur. That's not the normal way to be cooking during the week. Lekach nu chalomer. Therefore, we can say de'ein ikar kavonas ha'enu yehudi be'hesek rak lechamim abayis v'lo levashel hakadeiro she'omdos milamala agadei atanur. Since that's not a normal place to cook, we could assume when the guy is lighting up the fire, the kavon of the guy is be'ikar to heat up the house and not to be warming up this dish at the top of the tanur, because that's not the normal way that you would do it. But the ovens that are called the English kitchen, which Targum 3 says, Targum Chimum Angli, it's an English oven that heats things up. There it is the normal way to be cooking on top during the week. So Isser Gomer Yesh Bazel, Lahamed Amacha, Lechamel, Le'en Yehudi. In that case, it will be usher to have guy number one place the dish on top of that oven, because then when the other guy fires it up, his kavanah is also for the cooking, because that's a normal way to cook during the week, so that would be forbidden. Because for sure the intention of the guy when he fires it up afterwards, it's not only to heat up the house, it's also for the cooking of what's in the pots. And that is brought down by the Sefer Tuvtam Vedas from Shlomo Kluger. The Chenkos of Shalom Shuvah is Beis Shloima. The Chenkos of Shalom Shuvah is Shalom Eishiv. Shechalil Lelasoskin. That one is absolutely forbidden to do that. So that is Sivkotan Sadites. Again, he's Masbir and Mechal between the two ovens. This Eitz of the Ramah. that you have one guy put the pot from the oven on top of the tanur beis achoref, have another guy fire it up, is only true about tanur beis achoref because it's not normal to cook there, and therefore we could assume the kavana of the second guy when he fires up the oven is to warm up the house and not to cook the dish. Masha'en came the other type of oven, this English oven, which is normal to cook on it, that would be forbidden to have the guy put it there, because then when the guy is firing it up, you know his intention is also to cook that dish. But anyway, back to the Mishabura Sivkotam Kuf, we said in the Ramah, Aval Ayde Yisrael Oser B'chiyagavna, whatever Eitzah we just gave by the Goy placing the pot on top of the Tanur Beis HaChoref would be forbidden for Yisrael. Explains the Mishabura Rotsa Lomar, what will be Oser for the Yisrael? Lahusheva Kederos Eitzah Tanur Beis HaChoref, to place the pots next to the Tanur Beis HaChoref, O Allah, or on top of it, Afilu Kodam Hesek, even before the oven is fired up, that will be Oser. That's like a case when one person brings the pot and then one person brings the fire and together they're doing the mice of cooking. The first one who brought the food, although he's not chayav midaraisa, but it is asr midarabonim. So here, if the Israel is bringing the food and then he knows it's going to be fired up, that would be an isr midarabonim. Masha'en came by Amir le'en Yehudi Deshari, which is not the case when he's telling a guy to do it, then it's mutter. The ha'ikir kavanosam lechamim habayis the shari. Because again, the ikir kavana in firing up the oven is to heat up the house, and that's mutter. Umizen nira heter. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, from here it appears another heter. Shinosan ha'inu yudim mayim lesolcha kedera kavua betanur v'nischamimu. There used to be some kind of kedera that was set in the oven. And when the oven gets fired up, if that kedera doesn't have water in it, the kedera can break. So it'll be mutter to have the goy put water into that kedera that's set in the tanur that's heated up. Shemutter haYisrael lehanos mehem lahadiach mehem kelim. So if the goy fills up that kedera that's attached to the oven and that water gets heated up by the oven being heated up, it'll be mutter for the Yisrael to benefit from that water to wash his dishes. V'afilu lachadchilu mutter letzavus lo bazeh. And even lachadchilu, you can tell the goy to fill up that kedera with water. The kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. The habitavshil kishenosno agabe atanur. Because in the case of the Ramah, when there was a dish and the guy is placing it on the oven, kavanoso lechamimo, your intention of telling the guy to do that is so it should be heated up. The afilu hakishari. And even so, we said if the guy puts it there, another guy fires up the oven, it's mutter. Kol shekein kan, certainly over here, if it's just to fill up that kedera with water, she'en kavanoso lechamim hamayim. Your intention is not to heat up that water. Ela shelo yibaka hakedera. You just want the kedera not to break. Memela, you're using the water, but by the pot with the food in it, your intention is to cook the food, to warm up the food. So if that's mutter through the two gayim, so certainly if it's just to put water in that kedera, where your intention is just to save the pot from breaking, derech agav, it gets heated up and it benefits you, you certainly would be allowed to use that water to wash your dishes. The Efshir that Fibu Nosan Ha'inu Yehudi Hamayim Achar Shehusaga could be, even if the guy puts the water there after the oven was fired up, Shari Gam came itam Zeh, that also is possible that it'll be mutter for the same reason. Umikomakom, still, Lomar Le'inu Yehudi Nira Le'asar Achar Shehisiko. But telling a guy to do it appears to be usher after the oven is fired up, to tell the guy to put the water in that pot would not be allowed. Aval Yisrael Asru Itin Hamayim Letoch HaKedera Afilu Kodem Shehisiko Ha'inu Yehudi. But for sure, the Jew can't fill up that kedera with water even before the oven is fired up by the goy. Next point in the Mishabura, the Hodim Atirin Lahadiyah Kalim Bavayim Shanosan Heinu Yudi Bakedera. That which we're saying that the water that the goy put in the kedera and then the oven was fired up that the Jew can use that to wash his dishes, Tafka Kisheinam Muluchlochim Beshuman. It's Tafka to wash dishes that are not dirty with any kind of fat. The ilav hachi, because if not so, but rather it was meluchluch b'shuman aser lishvul charoschem aleihem. It would be aser to pour that boiling hot water upon these dishes mishum shemamacha shuman v'havi nolad, because otherwise you're melting away the congealed fat, and that would be a problem of nolad. Kemosha kasa simin shinchof sif yudalad. Elo, rather, what should you do? Yaniach hakli toch hamayim. Instead of pouring the water over the kli, put the kli inside the water. V'lo ya'ora aleim, and don't pour upon them. Dezeh shari mishum de lo kavin maisa. That's mutter, because you're not doing a maisa of nolad. You're just having the kli placed in the water, and slowly but surely the nolad happens. As opposed to you pouring the water directly on the shum and on the kli, that is you doing the maisa of nolad. So back to the Ramah. So we said the minhag was to have the goy place the kedera from the oven onto the tanur beis achoref, And then the Shivcha fires up the oven, and then the Kederos get heated up. But Yisrael, we said, can't do it in such a fashion. The last line of the Ramon, Kuf Chav, said, Avon Mekederos Adayin Chamin. That was all if the Kederos are already cold. But if the Kederos are already hot, are still hot, then we said it's mutter for the Jew to move it next to the oven. Says the Mishabura, Kuf Aleph Adayin Chamin, Afilu Ein Hayat Tzoledes Behen. Like the Ramon, we saw quoted many times in Shin Yud Ches, even if the heat that is in it, it's not Yatzaladis, but it's just still warm, it's still going to be Mutter La'amidu and Sivkotun Kuf Beis, Afilu Yisrael, Afilu Lacha Shehusok, even if the Tanur Beis Achorf is already fired up, the Yisrael is allowed to take the dish that is still hot and bring it close to the Tanur Beis Achorf. Sivkotun Kuf Gimel, Eitzel Tanur Beis Achorf, Aval Alov, but on the Tanur Beis Achorf, the Kol Shekem Besocho, and certainly inside of it, Aser, that would be forbidden. After all, this tanur beis achorif that's fired up already is not garav akatum. The coals are in there; they're in all their glory, and therefore, putting it on top or inside will be aser. Only next will be mutter. Vafilu kodem hesek aser liten alav, and even before it's fired up, it's aser to place it on top. Mishum chashashem yechata achagab begecholim laharbos chumo, because they were worried that maybe after the oven gets heated up, you're going to start being stoking of the coals. Because lemaisa, the coals are revealed, and you put it on top, and now the oven's being fired up. So that would be a problem. You're going to stoke the coals in order to make sure that the pots on top will get properly heated. The ha'olam nogu heter liten olav kederos chamim kodem hesek. But the minhag ha'olam is to be lenient and to place the pots that are still hot before the oven gets fired up. And that is mutter. They have what to rely on. We saw that earlier, that same way that you can put a pot over the opening of the kira to make a garf a kotum, to then do chazar on top of it, so too we said, Nikradin, you should be able to also put a pot on top of our ovens, because the roof of the oven itself serves as the blech and is mutter ein shum. Aval achar hesig lo yino came, but after the oven is fired up, one should not be knowing that way. Rak tzorich liten ezedaf o eitz tachas hakedero lehakeru v'kanal b'shem ha-maril. But if the oven is already fired up, so then one should follow, like we saw earlier in the maril, not to put it on top of the roof of the oven, but rather on top of the roof of the oven, place some kind of board, piece of wood, and then place the pot on top of it. That would be a heker that you are not doing bishul. Then the Rambam told us on page 48, we said, Smicha bikira she'ena grufa v'ketumah k'din grufa v'ketumah l'inyan nesina aleha. So we said that putting it close to a kira that's not garif akatum has the same din as placing it on top of a kira that is garif akatum. Says the Mishabura Kuvdala Kedin Grufa Rav Tzalomar means to say v'chihechi the hasam. Just like over there, when it's garif akatum mutter lahasra afilu b'Shabbos, you're allowed to return a kli on top even on Shabbos. So achanami here also mutter lismuch b'kira v'tanurim shalanu, you're allowed to put close to a kira or our ovens afke she'enu garif. So whatever you're allowed to do to an oven that's garuf on top, you're allowed to do to an oven next to it, even if it's not garuf. And the last point that Ramah said, Ukfar Nizbar, that the minug is to be lenient b'chazar on Shabbos, even if you put the kedera on the ground. So the same thing would be over here. Explains the Mishabura Kufhei, who inyam if ne'asmo, this is a separate nekudah. But Ratzalomu, what the Ramah is telling us is, Kihechi de le'inyan chazara al gabe grufa. Just like when it comes to chazara on top of a kira that was garuf, Nizbar la'el, we explained earlier, the mutra afilu hinichan al gabe karka mikodem. It's mutra dudu chazara, even if you place the pot on the floor, on the ground before. So hu adin le'inyan lasor v'lismoch eitz al tanur she'enu garuf. So too, when it comes to doing chazara close to an oven that's not cleaned out from its coals, and this girl El that we just mentioned, afilu im hemido mikodem agave karka gam ke mutter. So even if you place the pot on the ground before, it will also be mutter. So it's just another connection between putting a kli on top of a tanur that's garuf akatum versus putting a kli next to an oven that's not garuf akatum. The same way the first case is mutter even if the kli was placed on the ground already, so too over here, it would be mutter to put it somewhat to the kira that's not garuf akatum, even if the kli was on the ground already. That concludes Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Emirtz Hashem. In the next shiur, we will begin the new Simen Reish Nun Dalad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.